Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
From theblogulator.com.
This is Blogulator Radio.
Fawning over and skewering all things television for the Fancy Pants Gangsters Netcast Network. My name's Chris.
And I'm Sean.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Chris?
I'm good, thanks. You've never been on a Blogulator Radio episode, have you? Are you super psyched?
I am mega psyched. This is awesome. I love this.
Cool. Listeners, if you're out there, Sean is somebody you might be more familiar with on theblogulator.com, the written version of the site. He's done comics, cartoons, videos, and what have you.
Yes.
So check out his tag on the sidebar at theblogulator.com. But I was very happy to invite you on because I think you're the only other Blogulator writer or podcaster that watches The Walking Dead.
Ooh, AMC's The Walking Dead. Yeah, I'm hanging in there. I'm still watching it.
I know.
I suppose that gives you an indication of my opinion of the show.
Right. Hanging in there. Maybe that'll be our title.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's probably also the reason why maybe we're the only two of the rest of TV-obsessed people. Does your girlfriend Bridget watch it with you?
She does. Actually, she ordered it, the season pass, on Amazon Prime. So
okay.
We get an email every time a new episode's up. And sure. I think if we hadn't already paid money for it, there's right. No reason why we would still care. Like,
you're in for the long haul on a purely monetary basis.
Yeah, once this season is up and we don't get any more episodes, it'll be hard to make the argument for ordering more unless they really wow us and turn it around.
Yeah, so but you think there is a potential, like with like an awesome cliffhanger, you might come back for more?
Maybe. I think they need to change the format of the show.
What do you mean by that?
This occurred to me. I had this conversation the other day with someone about how we can't name anyone on the show. Like, it's very difficult for us to remember all of the different characters. It's like, oh, there's good cop.
That's hilarious because right now I'm Googling the character names.
I mean, seriously, it's like there's good cop, bad cop, wife, old man, a little kid, short hair lady, redneck, black guy, Asian guy, like farm girl that likes Asian guy. I mean, I think I can kind of know some of their names now. It's like Glenn and Rick and Carl. But
right. It's
really a show where it's not very compelling in that you follow all the characters and you get really invested. It's kind of every week I have to remember what happened last time. And I'm like, oh, yeah, there was a cliffhanger. So-and-so was in danger. That's cool. But I think the way they could make it better is if it was like Lost, where each episode you would focus on one or two characters and then show them before the fall or the zombie incident and then compare their life.
Before.
What?
I've heard this before.
Because that would make it so much more compelling. Like, I want to see Lori pregnant with Carl and then compare it to Lori pregnant with new baby and how she's, like, dealing completely different ways. Or I want to see Shane as an upstanding cop and then Shane is a dirty bastard shooting Otis. Like, I want to see comparisons and make me feel for the characters and see how they've changed.
And you'd be totally okay with that, even though that's, like, a direct, like, even more of a direct ripoff from Lost than what they're already doing?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I would love it because that makes you care about the characters. Otherwise, it's just that's a true. Bunch of strangers and they're making poor decisions and nobody's in charge and nothing happens. I mean, Lost, the backstory made you care about the characters, and then the stuff they did in the present intrigued you and made it keep going. And I don't feel like the show lacks both character background and substance and then reasons for you to be intrigued in the present day. I mean, they had that episode where a bunch of like random travelers showed up and it could have been a big battle and all you had was one gunfight and suddenly it's back to, you know, what should we do? Should we do this or should we do that? What does it mean to be a human? It's just lame.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting because the idea of what they did before at the beginning of the show, I mean, going back to season one, we're in season two now. I don't know how many episodes there are left, but we went from a time in which we kind of, I feel like the first, oh, did you agree that the first scene was better than what's going on right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. So back then they didn't do as a lot of the, you know, what were they like before the zombie apocalypse or whatever, but they still were able to develop the characters in a way that, because they were, I also think this is partially because they had a bigger budget, but them going of like Rick going to different places and then the group going to different places and that became their journey and that mirrored, you know, what was going on in their lives and also gave us hints about their pasts.
Yeah, definitely.
At least for the main characters, I think we could complain for hours about characters like T-Dog and Carol.
Right. I mean, who cares about them? Yeah, I think that's true. I didn't know they had a budget drop off. That would definitely explain why they've spent so much time on this farm.
Exactly.
It's like the producer's boyhood home or something. And they just, hey guys, right. You can hang out as long as you want. Let's just keep writing scripts. Let's see how many different ways we can use the barn as a shooting scene.
I know, right? I mean, I wish they would actually be more upfront. I mean, I guess there's politics and reasons why they're not, but mm-hmm. I mean, you know that Frank Darabont, the original creator and director of the show, he got embroiled in some controversy in which he and a lot of his writing staff was fired.
Oh, wow.
Somewhere in the middle of producing the first half of season two.
Now, this is the industry stuff that I do not know about at all. And it totally colors in the show because I can see why they would have had such a shift in direction and tone and everything.
Right. Well, it just seems like it very much mirrors what the characters are going through as far as how much we find out about them and how much we care about them versus, you know, how crappy their lives are all right now. But basically it seems like this is like the most like big budget, like cinematic type show that at least cable network has ever tried to undergo. And in doing so, they basically blew their load with season one, especially by doing like the whole like CDC blowing up thing. Like,
oh yeah. That was something that like you would have seen maybe at the end of like a second or third season.
Right.
But it was like, hey guys, now we know there's no cure. And we're just going to live in the aftermath of the aftermath, and everything's screwed.
Right.
And it's like, what are they doing? They're not traveling. They're not looking for more places. They're not taking in new survivors. They're just, like, putzing around on a farm. Like, at least have some scouting party that we can cut away to. Like, Daryl and Glenn are going off to find hope, and we get to see them exploring the American South. Instead, it's just farm, farm, farm.
And especially, you know, after they went out for so long of whether or not Sophia would be dead, and then
yeah, that was 2-3 episode arc at best, and they dragged it out for like 8 or 9. That was terrible.
Plus the fact that they dragged it out so much, and then she turned out to be dead or a zombie or whatever, and so then like there's like so little hope that there seems like there's no possible reason why these people should try to do anything except just what's the word I'm looking for?
Explore.
Go explore and like just be the complete assholes that apparently their enemies are being.
Exactly, right, yeah. And that would be compelling TV. I mean, following around this group of raiders and all their weird internal power struggles would be so much more interesting than let's hang out on the farm and who's the real baby daddy for Lori? I mean,
yeah.
Who cares? By the way, you think Shane's going to be dead at the end of this season?
Well, there's another whole aspect to this show is like what are they doing with the TV show characters versus what the comic book did?
Yeah.
Because the guy who wrote the comic book is also one of the producers.
Gotcha.
Did you ever read it?
Nope.
Me neither. Apparently Shane was supposed to die at like the end of last season.
I heard the whole CDC thing was imagined for the show.
Right, yeah.
And that seems like a pretty big artistic license, I don't know, or what do you call it?
I don't know
if I would care so much if I had, even if I had read the comic books, how similar it was, but it does seem like you can feel it in every scene where Shane and Rick are in, where it just like they could definitely make it so that it was more like believable, where they don't have these two very large personalities in all these scenes together, you know?
Yeah.
But it makes so much sense that they killed him off in the comic.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, how long can you go with the how evil is Shane going to get?
Yeah. It's definitely run its course. So what do you think about Dale dying?
Yeah, so that's where we're caught up to. Some people might be listening to this after the new episode, which aired this week, but that's as far as we're caught up, because you're doing the Amazon thing and I'm doing the on-demand on Comcast thing. But yeah, so that was the last big development. So here's my biggest complaint about the Dale dying thing, which kind of ties into what we were just talking about, is that he's talking throughout the whole episode about, you know, we should have hope, we should be civilized, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
but they've had absolutely zero reason to be.
Exactly.
And if even if there was some like infinitesimal hope of like some kind of cure or some kind of army out there, or even if it was something like lame and Deus Ex Machina, I still would have I would have been more likely to be on Dale's side throughout that episode.
I think my problem with that episode is I thought of a bunch of other cooler scenes that could have happened that didn't. Like, I wanted them to walk into the barn to kill that stranger guy and find Carl is already knifing him to death. Like, I wanted that 10-year-old to man up and do something incredibly reckless. Instead, he, like, lost a gun and he teased that zombie out of the marsh and got Dale killed. But I wanted that kid to, like, really step up and get crazy. Or I wanted, I don't know, the kid to die, maybe. But they've already had him shot and recovered, that they can't really play that card again. It's already done.
Right. That's been done.
And then, but I don't know, just, I want to see this kid growing up and having no humanity, because that's what he has to react to. And instead, they're still clinging to this, you know, trying to give him a boyhood and all that. And I think it'd be a lot more dramatically powerful if they had him just kill that guy, or if that guy would have maybe tricked the boy into letting him get out and they have to go run him down or something. I don't know. I mean, there's just so many other things that I think would have been more entertaining than watching Dale get his guts ripped out. As great as that was.
I know.
And it was all right. I mean, at least something happened, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but that's kind of the show, though. It's like, something happening doesn't happen every episode. Like, you can go 3 or 4 episodes before some horrific event or some big game changer.
Yeah.
And they gotta ramp it up and just have that happen every episode.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's actually what I really liked about the first season, is that they were able to keep this kind of languorous pace
to it.
And that made it different from most of the zombie movies that you're used to.
Yeah.
But it also still, you know, they had something happen.
Mm-hmm.
Very pretty often. And you know, there's been, I mean I want to give some credit, because clearly I'm still watching the show and I didn't pay for it in advance, but I want to give some credit to the fact that when they are able to come up with like the zombie scenes, they're usually choreographed well enough.
I gotta say, some of the visuals are, I mean, they're the best zombies I've seen on TV or in movies in a long time, or ever. Maybe I mean, they're just really friggin' gross looking. And it's like amazing visual effects and makeup, but
that, I mean, that's not enough to keep you watching.
No, a group, it's of still characters good,
fighting them off.
Still good. But yeah. I still want more character development. I want to give a shit about these people. I mean, when Dale died, I want to, you know, have some flashback to Dale as like a history teacher before the zombies came. And he's like this cheerful old man and he's got all this hope or something, you know?
Right.
Or like, I want to see alcoholic Dale and he's drinking and suddenly the zombie thing gave his life purpose again. Then he's dead again. You know, just some reason that I should care that he's getting his guts ripped out and not just, oh, there's another guy dead. At least they're picking up the pace.
Right. And if anything, they're treating them, instead of like those life details, they're treating them as like big symbolic things. Like he's the guy that still wanted to be civilized. But that's not enough. Like him just like complaining about them wanting to kill Randall or whatever his name is in the barn.
Yeah, Randall.
For the whole episode, doesn't make it meaningful when he dies.
You know what I want to see? I want to see them in the basement of the farmhouse find a big chest of clothes so everyone can wear different clothes every week, because I am sick of seeing everyone wear the same outfits in every single scene.
Right. I think I don't know. It might just be a small portion, but like, is it possible that that's the budget problem too? Like, how serious do you think it is that they literally have had to stay at this farm the whole time?
That's got to be really bad, yeah. Because, dude, I mean, if you're staying in rural shooting areas, it's not that difficult to make it look post-apocalyptic. You know, have some long grass and a couple of zombies that are in there every now and then. And you convey to me that it's a post-zombie apocalypse. Obviously, they can't go back into the city landscapes like they did in the first season, which were awesome. I mean, the empty cities with zombies everywhere.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
I hope they get back to that at some point, because
clearly,
well, here's the thing. We're talking about the show long-term. What would keep us watching as viewers right now? And not only like change of scenery, but if they're pretty stuck in this, we're not going to do any flashbacks mentality, even though they do every once in a while. They have to pick a destination in which it makes the viewers want to go there with the characters enough that the characters will actually change more. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you mentioned the gunfight earlier, and I really liked that we found out that I mean, even though it was stereotypical and it was cliche, I liked that we found out that Herschel, you know, isn't just a good guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And learning about his past made him seem so much more interesting.
Right. Even if it's, they kind of have hackneyed dialogue when they talk about that kind of stuff.
Like, but it still, it kind of works. I mean, even if they had a flashback of Herschel and his wife before this whole thing, and like they maybe had conflicting things, like, you know, he's thinking, well, we should just stay put. And she's like, we should get out of here. And then that's what leads her to getting zombified. I mean, just knowing that would make me care about Herschel so much more.
And, I know. Yeah. But, and well, that's the other thing is when talking about the introduction of new characters, they introduced him at the beginning of the season and we've already stopped caring about him. But that gunfight scene made me really care about those crazy guys from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And then they die right away.
Right.
But I mean, that's, well, and then also, I mean, I think they're trying to do something with this Randall character. But did you see the next on? Do they have
those? No, I didn't. They don't have it on Amazon, so I don't know what's coming up next.
I won't spoil it for you then, but you'll be disappointed. at least based on what I could glean from it.
Yeah. Well, that's so fun.
Well, let's talk about the positives for a second. If you had to choose a character that you did care about, is there any?
I used to care about Rick until I realized he was too wishy-washy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's shot dudes in like hot blood, I guess, not cold blood, but he still defended himself. He shot countless walkers, and he's killed those other two guys from Philadelphia. So I don't know what his deal is, and he hasn't stood up to Shane yet, and it's kind of all this tension. So I guess I used to like him, but otherwise, I think maybe Daryl.
Daryl.
The redneck guy. I mean, I don't know. He's got his issues, but he was a much better character than his brother, whoever that guy was, Bubba or Zeke. Or
right, the racist for no reason guy.
Yeah. But I think I like Daryl. His thing with the short-haired lady is kind of good, and Sophia.
Yeah, every once in a while. Like, the thing that frustrates me about that is that Daryl's clearly a much more drawn-out character than Carol is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, I'd be curious to see how much of the writing staff is male versus female.
Mm. But,
like, they've if anything, they've invested so much more time in like getting the male characters to have personalities than any of the females.
How about you? Who's your favorite character?
Well, I want to comment on Rick, first of all, because I think we have similar opinions, except the thing I like about him is that when he did confront Lori and Shane about the affair,
mm-hmm.
he was just totally like, whatever
about it.
I liked that there wasn't like a big argument about it. It sucks that the writers are still like trying to make it a tension thing, but like it would have been so nice to just have that end with the realization that Rick doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. You know, like, I'm too awesome to care.
Right.
That would be
because I like that about that character, because I think not only does it make him different than your average good cop character, like mm-hmm. you boiled him down to, but it would make him as somebody that, really does, not, that, you know, cares about the idea of, leading the pack without necessarily having the common qualities of a leader.
Yeah.
But besides him, I like Glenn. I'm kind of a sucker for Glenn, even with some of the kind of lamer scenes that he's had with whatever his
Maggie
is this season. Yeah, Maggie.
Yeah.
But I keep hoping like something will happen where he'll. Once again, I thought it was kind of interesting the thing that they did with him, wondering like how many times am I going to be stringed along to be like the bait in a certain kind of situation, versus the him wondering like I didn't fight back because I actually cared about Maggie and I don't want to put myself in danger anymore.
Yeah,
I thought that was interesting, but the thing that's so frustrating is because they're so focused on the Rick and Shane and Lori thing is that they always like cut Glenn's stories short to move mm-hmm. back to that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So we talked about favorite characters. Least favorite character.
I think the blonde lady.
Oh, Andrea?
I don't know what her deal is, but she's like cool with Shane and everything, and she's awful. I mean, everything she's done I've hated, and if there's anybody who I want to get just totally ripped apart by the walkers, it's her. I do not like her character. Maybe she was okay in the first season, and now she's
Yeah, I really liked the episode in the first season where her sister dies and she just stays there by her the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, waiting for her to transform.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think that goes back to also, like, what I said about the female characters. Like, if they're trying to, if any female character is going to be quote-unquote strong, it's her, but they have no idea how to write that.
Yeah, they didn't write it in a way that was likable. Like, I thought they could have had a likable female that was strong, and they just made her, like, almost villainous. Like, she's mean to Dale for no reason, and she's, she's like, picking, like, these really asshole-ish kind of positions, and she's supposed to be a lawyer, like, a civil rights lawyer. Like,
right. Did we just find that out? I was wondering.
Yeah. This last episode that I saw, that comes out, and it's like, you know what?
No sense whatsoever.
You need a certain personality mentality or personality type to go into that type of law, and I don't think zombies appearing are going to make that completely disappear and turn you into this, you know, natural selection, whatever happens, happens, bitch.
Right.
It totally ruined it.
I know. And, you mentioned the thing with Dale is that, unfortunately, now I don't think we're going to see her dying because, for some reason, her thoughts when Dale died were like, oh, we've got to carry on his legacy.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that'll make her go back to being a likable character again.
I guess it's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll root for that.
I'll hope for that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Two of I think the most derided characters, just in the general viewing public, at least what I've been able to tell on blogs and stuff.
Yeah.
Are Lori and Carl.
Who and Carl?
Lori.
Oh yeah.
And so I think not only them not knowing how to write her thing is frustrating, but I thought it was actually interesting when. Well, first of all, my least favorite thing that's happened this season is probably when she left to go find Rick.
In the car accident?
Oh, God.
That was just like, oh, hey, let's have her break the car and put herself in danger.
Right. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I thought it was interesting when she just straight up turned on Shane at the end of whatever episode that was. And she was just like, Rick, you've got to take him out or whatever.
Yeah, the whole like hey, you said you could kill a guy. What about killing him? That was some subtle stuff.
I thought that, and once again, though, they didn't follow up on it. They just went to the, oh, God, it's so frustrating. But I felt like that could have been cool because then Shane could have been once switched roles from the oppressor to the oppressed. And then Lori could have been the vindictive one. And all of a sudden she's got like an actual personality trait. That makes her easily more hateable. I think that's what viewers kind of wanted to do, and at least that would have given them a reason to.
Absolutely.
Other than the fact that she's just not drawn out as a character. Whatever.
That's like the whole show is just that direction. Whatever.
Right.
I'm going to hold out hope. I'll give it to the end of the season. We'll see if it can turn it around and make itself into something worth watching.
Right.
Has it been renewed yet for the next season?
I believe so. It's one of their... It's so popular that they have a talk show that plays after it called The Talking Dead.
Well, that's a good, clever title.
I know, right? With Chris Hardwick, former MTV VJ.
I have no idea who that is.
That's all right. Good for him. Co-host of Singled Out.
I did not have cable growing up.
Oh, I'm sorry. You missed some good MTV. Canonical, even, I would say.
Oh, sugar.
there's no possible reason why it wouldn't get renewed. I think even if people keep on hating all the characters next season, but
yeah,
I think that if there's a chance that it gets better, it would be because of the behind the scenes stuff finally getting its shit together and having a consistent writing staff and either the comic book guy stepping up, or I'm forgetting what the other guy's name is, the other main producer, Glenn Mazzara, actually having some fluidity would help them possibly A, come up with a real story to tell and have like an overarching arc, but also maybe like get them out of the rut that they are at the farm and actually
play a new set. Leave the farm, torch it. I want to see that farm burn to the ground.
Right. I would be totally fine, like if the show goes on for five or six seasons in a movie or whatever.
that
we could just say like season two never happened.
Yeah.
Like people do that with Friday Night Lights, and I think that's all right.
I have to see the first two seasons of Friday Night Lights. I've seen the last three.
Oh, really?
And I've heard good things about the first two, so.
Well, the first season's awesome. The second season is half awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be hilarious having seen the last three seasons to go back and see the horrible part of season two.
Cool. I'm stoked.
I look forward to that.
All right, Chris, I have to get rolling.
That's cool.
But it was great chatting with this show with you.
Yeah. Thanks, Sean, for joining me on Blogulator Radio.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
And we do a little thing at the end of each episode where we just say goodbye and insist upon everybody that our opinions are valid.
Oh, yes.
So if you could just join me, one, two, three.
Because our opinions are valid.
That works. Whatever. It's a little different every time.
Okay.
Thanks, Sean. You can check us out at theblogulator.com for the written version, online at fancypantsgeeksters.com every week, and we're on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and once again, thanks to our sponsor, Netflix, which you can catch the whole first season of Walking Dead on streaming. If you go to bit.ly/blogflix, you can get a free 2-week trial courtesy of Blogulator Radio and Fancy Pants Gangsters. Thanks again, Sean.
You're welcome, Chris. Thank you. You too.
All right, and we'll see you next week on Blogulator Radio.
See ya.